It is Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
So happy to have Bronco with us this half hour. Thanks for being on with us. And thanks for playing News or Ruse.
Right. We've got, this is pretty interesting. Bronco Podramatic. All right, let's just go back here. Violetta Podramatic was a production assistant, a news producer here at WGN. Right after she graduated, I guess she was an intern for a while here while she was in college at the University of Illinois at Chicago. And then she ends up working her way through the newsroom up to a traffic reporter because she's got a lot of spunk. And she's got a voice that sounds a little bit like a cartoon character. So we figured that this is like a perfect thing for her.
And
right?
She's hardworking.
Yes.
And we love having her on the team.
Diligent. And she does everything for us off the team as well, which is amazing. She puts together all of these social events for us. And
she's a party planner.
Yeah, pushes us forward in a
wait a minute. Where did she learn the party planner? Come on now. Give me a little credit.
See, now
did
that
she
would
learn it? Yes. I think it's all from you, Bronco.
I also got my modesty from him.
Yes, and your sense of performance. Now you own, you're the proprietor of Little Bucharest Restaurant.
Right.
Which you bought in the 1980s, right?
1990.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're originally from Serbia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On the Romanian border, is that right?
Right, by the Dunav. Mm-hmm.
Speak 6 languages.
Only.
Only.
Still working on Mandarin right now.
Yeah.
What do you speak?
Some English. Mm-hmm. Serbian that I learned in school. Mm-hmm. Romanian. Spanish. Polish. And I would speak Bulgarian. Not much, but I do.
You don't want
all the easy ones.
Because Bulgarian scares everybody if you start speaking it. They figure you're secret police and it's something bad's going to happen. And then the next thing you know, it's like now, what is the Spanish? Do you speak Spanish like
kitchen Spanish?
Kitchen Spanish or is it fluent in Spanish?
No, they learned. If I could answer for him,
no, I want him to answer.
Okay, fine.
The questions.
This is about Bronco.
Yeah.
Well, being in the business for 35 years, having lots of Latin people working with us, and then Romanian and Hispanic, it's Latin language.
Right.
Like Italian.
Yeah, Romance language, yeah.
Yeah, Roman, right.
Romanian is really, we imagine, because it's got the Roman, you know, it's sort of what it would be. But I've heard Violetta speak it to you, and it sounds just like Serbian to me. Or is it just your accent?
No.
Totally different?
Serbian is Slovak, Russian, Polish, Bulgarian.
Yeah.
Slovensky, Slovak. Mm-hmm. Romanian, it's Roman, it's Latin.
Mm. So now, she tells us that you guys speak a combination of Romanian and Serbian in your home.
Yes.
Yeah. So it just goes back and forth.
Right.
Like that. So is it every other word? How does that work?
No. Every other, I don't know, 5th, 6th, 7th word or something like that.
Who's counting?
It's probably like Spanglish. You have a lot of people who, you know, kind of grow up with Spanish-speaking parents, and they speak kind of a blend.
Right.
So it's a blend of both languages. Yeah. You go back and forth.
So you came
back. Yeah, but wait, she talks in English, too. It's more than that. I said, give me I'll give you water. So,
yeah. What? What did he just say?
I don't know.
He just said, "Give me water" in Serbian, and then in English.
And then, how would you say it in Romanian?
I'd say, "No, get up and get it yourself."
There we go.
Sass.
Now, and you did, and then people got to go to the Little Bucharest to see what goes on there. I've never seen a guy running around, and I know we were there and we had the cameras there and everything, but you were running around, you're pouring drinks down people's throats.
No,
straddling.
Excuse yourself. I blessed them, not pouring. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you bless them with a drink down their throat.
Right.
Straddling a chair.
Holy water.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was on fire. And
you lit something on fire in front of me. But you came from behind, and we didn't know you were coming.
That's
a flaming tea.
Yeah. What is it? What is a flaming tea?
It's a flaming tea.
It's just a tea with its flames.
Right.
You know, tea by its very nature cannot catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a plum brandy, homemade plum brandy.
You're ruining all the secrets here.
Sorry.
All right, so you're like straddling the chairs with the women, and like, you know, stroking their hair and things. Does anybody ever has any guy ever gotten mad at you? For, like, being a little too
making a move on their girl.
Wait a minute. I don't make a move.
Well, you get close when you offer them drinks and straddle them from behind.
No. At the very first beginning, I'm at work. Whatever what's in your head, that's your problem. I'm working. Really.
That's a great excuse.
Yeah.
He's got to make a living.
Yeah. I'm working and really
whatever happens, happens.
No, nothing happens. I'm working.
I see. And then what? But if, but has a guy? No, seriously,
no,
has a guy ever?
No,
never.
No.
Never once. No. That, has a guy that, ever stopped and said, "Hey, get your hands off my girlfriend"?
No. Well, you know, I don't even. There are people who goes. Just look at you, and then you, of course.
Okay, oh, you know. You can look at them, and you can decide which ones. Sure, are. Yeah, sure. you're assessing but, the situation.
But wait a minute. There are, you know, my job is to kiss hands to the, you know, my grandpa teach me when I was at the village with, you know, cows and sheep, and he teaches me. He teaches me that you got to be a gentleman and kiss the lady's hand. So I do that, and there are some guys sometimes want me
they
to kiss.
They don't like that.
No, they want me to kiss their hand. Like
oh, they want their hand kissed, too.
No, I kiss ladies' hands. Mm-hmm. That's what grandpa teach me. That's it. No guys.
No guys.
What about, do you do the double kiss for, on, you know, like you give a kiss on each cheek when you see somebody? Do you do that part?
Serbians do three times.
Three times. Mm.
Yeah.
But I do go on my knees, too, sometimes to the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I'm sorry, you do what?
Go on my knees like
he
a
goes
gentleman.
On his knees and he kisses their hands.
Oh, to kiss on their hands.
In like a very gentlemanly fashion.
Like
I don't
you're,
know
like,
what's so confusing.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm listening to.
Wait, what's up?
Yeah, I know.
Dad, you know I'm here, right?
Oh, pardon, Ricky. Well, you grow up with me, so there's nothing new for
right. you. Right, she's seen all of this. And, of course, you know, Bronco was the one that was touring all of North America, both the United States and Canada, with that Serbian supergroup, or no, Romanian supergroup. Mm-hmm.
Bordeaux,
right?
Okay, but again, that okay, go ahead.
Right, with the girls, and they were dressed appropriately for what they were doing.
For their job, yes.
Yeah, for their job.
Yeah, this is not appropriately for church. We learned that story earlier, that when Violetta was actually christened when she was 16.
Right.
And again, I still have not been able to, it has not been sufficiently explained to me how it is that you, because you have an older daughter, who's 2 years older,
Brenda,
right,
yeah.
Brenda, who's mm-hmm. 2 years older than Violetta. How is it that you waited 16 years to christen the second daughter?
Well, I was preoccupied with Taste Romania Festival, and then...
So it was a 16-year festival?
Years? Yeah.
It was 16
and
years.
Then Violetta just didn't want to be baptized.
Oh, right. It was my... Yeah, I didn't want to be baptized.
Right, when she was 6 months old. She was like, no, I don't want a piece of this.
Wait, but you christened the first child, your first daughter, and then not Violetta?
What do you mean not? They christened
well, for 16
children.
Years.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
But
they weren't risking it with me. Let's see how this
you
turns out.
You just forget about things, that's all.
Okay.
That's what they were worried about, like inside the restaurant. They were worried that was going to happen. I'm sorry, I had to get out of the way of the thunder. Do we have, can we find a little bit of the Bordeaux? Can we find? I don't know if we can find it in our system.
Of the singing and dancing trip.
Yeah, because those girls were really something special. What did you do with them? What was the point of that?
You went on.
What do you mean?
Tour.
What I do with
Wait,
them?
What was the point? What was the point of that? I mean, were they? I mean, was that a successful business venture for you?
Yeah, really.
It was.
Yeah, still do.
You still are they still? Can't be the same girls though.
No, now. No, different group. Of course, still do.
But is the same group? Is it called Bordeaux?
No more.
No.
There is a girl called Ina. She's bringing in Mexico City 20,000 people in the stadium.
And what is her name?
Ina.
Ina?
Oh, she's big.
Oh.
And she's big.
My favorite guy was Connectar. He was a rapper. Yeah. And I never thought he brought anyone cool over, and then he brought over Connectar.
Yeah,
because
he's a boy and you're a girl, so of course.
Yeah, well, and he's really cool.
He's a billionaire?
Probably.
No. Yeah. And he's a rapper in Serbia?
In Romania.
Romania.
I got to go on stage with him. It was really exciting.
So when you go back to Romania, is Violetta like a princess returning? Is it sort of like, you know, one of those fairy tale movies where, because that's the way she presents it. When she goes back to Serbia or Romania, she goes back and it's like the cars pick her up and she does that thing where there's like a parade in her honor.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. The tractor picks her up. You know the tractor? Yes. In a village is where you go. It's nice because it's homey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Well, so homey that you came all the way to America.
Right.
Okay, now wait, here's a little bit of the band.
That
Bronco Podramatic was producing and touring with. Tour manager. Tour manager, is that what you call it? Tour manager.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, it's very catchy.
There we go.
Like it. Makes you want to dance.
This is like something from, like... a Borat movie when I hear it.
Well, don't you want to put your hands up and just sort of dance when you hear this?
Yeah, but not only music, but when they were present. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like Destiny's Child of Romania.
Yeah.
The Britney spirit.
Right, yeah. Like the Britney spirit, right, like we learned earlier. Okay, okay. And the way, and now, like, what kind of places would you play with them?
As I said, I always say a church. But church has a hall next to it, mm-hmm. or underneath the church there's a hall.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're there or you rent the hall. I rent at that time, many times I rented a Mather High School in Lincoln.
Mather High School, yeah.
So I rented there and you rent either or restaurants, but Romanian restaurants in America, they're not big ones, like up to 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Canada. Did you take them?
In Canada, you go again to the high schools, mm-hmm. and auditorium, how do you call that?
Auditoriums.
Right, or yeah. again in the church halls.
Okay.
On church halls.
And then did you ever lose any of them to immigration status in Canada? Were they all able to come back in the United States?
Yeah, okay. But I tend to lose them here sometimes.
Did any of them have to hide underneath the seats of the van when you were coming across?
We don't do that.
No.
We put
no,
them on our palm. No.
But how
no.
did you find them? Did you do like an American Idol-style selection? I mean, where did you find these girls? Because I'm assuming that you put them all together.
They
the
find
band.
Me. They find me.
They found you.
Yeah. By the way, my name is Bronco, so that's why.
Well, it's easy to find. There aren't many Broncos in this town, really.
You know, here's what I really want to figure out. I want to know if this traffic reporting thing actually runs in the family, and I would like Bronco to read the WGN traffic trouble spots. Can we do that? Is that all right?
I guess. I better not be out of a job, though, Bronco.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't really
you
worry
beat
about
me up on that quiz thing. I'm going to beat you up on this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is it time for traffic?
All right, hold on 1 second. This would be her traffic theme normally.
The princess is here!
This traffic is
problematic, not fantastic. Cars all around in a panoramic. Feel little podromatic. Which way? I'm not telepathic.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, God. Coming in the Kennedy an hour from to downtown, only 40 minutes out. Edens, inbound Edens, 45 minutes. Lake Cook Road to Junction, 20 minutes to the flip. The Eisenhower, 50 minutes between Thorndale and the city. I am Bronco Padromedic. Of course, my daughter is great. I love her.
Flawless.
All right. Bronco Padromedic is in the studio with us. He's got a question for Tom Skilling. We'll have him join us for that. And, of course, he's the father of Violetta Padromedic, our traffic reporter. I almost forgot who she was because I'm so enamored with her father. Now, I want to just say this. We have a caller, Bronco. Carol, you're on WGN. And you have a question because you have a someone told you something in Serbian. Explain this.
No, my grandmother always used to say Romanian, and I can't remember what it meant. Vajda lecinja, my God.
One more time, please.
Vajda lecinja, my God.
Vajda lecinja. Vajda lecinja.
Vajda lecinja. Yeah.
That mean come to the dinner.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Ida la China. Ida la China.
It's like, let's go to the feast.
Oh.
No, okay. China, it's a dinner.
Okay, but it's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, feast, okay.
We'll go with Bronco.
Fighting over a Romanian translation. This is like the UN over here now.
It really is.
Now, I strike that line. Is it an expression that means? Is it like
no,
a
when used expression? when the mama fixed up the dinner and then the child is playing in the garden outside, mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's kind of like come and get it or something. You know,
no,
like,
come to dinner. I mean,
come to the dinner.
No, stop trying to change it.
He's got it. Come to the dinner. Ida la China.
All right.
She was a big singer or something, wasn't she? And or did I have that wrong? All right. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yeah.
Glad we could clear that up for you.
I don't know. I have a very loose definition of fun.